Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech drive the Hyundai Tucson turbo diesel all-wheel drive.
Mornings on SEN.
Stackerty coming around the wicket though with a change.
26 off 11 balls. Silk on stride. That one was wide outside off stump. He's hit that down to... Oh, no! What's... Hang on, what's happening here? Is it out? Wait on. So he's hit this wide of deep mid off. The fieldsman down there has caught it inside the boundary, has gone over the boundary, thrown it in the air. Whilst he's over the boundary, caught it, threw it back into the air again while his feet were off the ground, I think.
Yes.
And has caught it in the field. Can he throw it twice?
Well, I think that's going to be the issue. I'm not sure. I'll have to get my MCC laws of cricket out.
I've saw Matt Renshaw do this before, and I'm pretty sure this is out.
So if his feet are planted when he takes the catch again outside the rope, it's six.
So if he makes the first contact from where he jumped inside the rope, and then when the last contact is made, he's back inside the rope, it's out. So as long as when he threw it up a second time, these feet were in the air, yes, the last point of contact has to be back in.
So when he's outside the boundary rope, when he takes the ball again, his feet must be in the air when he throws it up again.
Effectively, he could throw it up 300 times if, as long as his feet are in the air.
Extraordinary scenes at the Gabba last night for the Heat to get their second win of the year, I reckon it was. They posted the fifth highest BBL score of all time, 5 for 224. They bowled the sixes out for 209. That was a pivotal moment in the clash as Jordan Silk, who was on 41 at the time, was caught by Michael Nisa, who jumped up into the air, took the catch, was going over the rope, threw it back up in the air, landed, jumped back up into the air, took possession of the ball again, threw it back into the field of play, stepped over the rope back into the field of play and took the catch. And the question for our next guest, Test cap number 410, Bryce McGain, our resident BBL expert, who's not doing enough work at the moment, given he did breakfast, we thought we'd get him back for another little session. Bryce, is that a catch? Should that have been paid?
Good morning, Sam and JJ. Technically, yes. By the letter of the law, yes, but doesn't it seem ridiculous that you can be outside the field of play as long as your feet aren't on the ground? You can literally, like the commentator said, you can touch it 300 times. So you could run up and end up in the seats and keep bobbling the ball as long as your feet don't hit the ground, and then you bring it back into the field of play and take the catch. It seems crazy.
I loved it. I think it's brilliant. I think it adds an incredible element to it. There's no way they change that rule because why would you make the game less exciting? No sport's going to do that anymore. I thought that was one of the moments of the year, and I loved it.
What do you reckon, JJ?
I don't think it should be out. You can't be establishing yourself out of bounds and still being able to participate in the game. That's my view on it. I think you can do it, of course, from the infield of play, throw it up and then go out and come back and establish yourself. But I don't think you should be able to do that. I hadn't seen it. I just had a look on Twitter. Thankfully, Twitter, if we lose Twitter, I'm in big trouble. But I had a look on Twitter and I don't think you should be able to do that.
But, Bryce, with the way that it's, as the law states, so he took the ball inside the rope, was going to go over, so did everything necessary to keep the ball live. Now, if he had touched the ground with the ball in possession, if he had launched with a foot on the Toblerone, the rope on the ground, then it wouldn't have been paid a catch, but technically kept the ball up in the air and was able to work it back into the field of play and complete the catch. So it's... I don't know why it's been seen as controversial as maybe some are, because to the letter of the law, it's a catch. And this is what happens when we bring the rope in rather than use the fence. If he had have been touching the fence and taking the catch, it wouldn't have stood. But if he had have jumped up off the fence and taken it cleanly with nothing touching the fence, then it would have been a catch.
Yeah, it's a real quirky one. I think it's... nearly like a double dribble in basketball. Let's call it that. You can't do it all off the ground and keep jumping in the air until you then work it out.
Why not? How fun is that?
I reckon you get one go at it. I reckon you get one go at it and get back in, or she's no catch at six runs.
What did you make of the performance last night of the Brisbane Heat? They needed a win. They got one, and it was guys who were all frantically Googling Josh Brown in his second game, 62 off 23, 6 sixes, and Nathan McSweeney in, I think, his fourth or fifth game, 84 off 51 with 8 boundaries and 3 sixes. That's a look at the future, perhaps, for the Heat.
Yeah, it is. Nathan McSweeney, a Queenslander, but has gone to South Australia and really just got himself going. He's performing really well in List A and also first-class cricket there early in his career. But both those guys, and they were just... Max Bryant, they did change and they swapped to put Josh in there. But then with Matt Renshaw going out to the national team, that's where Nathan McSweeney gets his chance. They haven't had a look in for the whole tournament to this stage. And it's amazing what happens when the guys below, with no fear of failure, just go out and take the opportunity and bat with complete freedom, that they have reignited the Heat, if you like, who are... They were really stinking it up on the bottom of the table. They were 1-4 after 5 games. They were all over the place, and they didn't look like they had any shots to fire. These two newcomers have just reignited them, and I think they're going to give a lot of confidence to the older players to say, hey, just play with the freedom. You need to have that in T20. They look stodgy. They look like they... they're worried about outcomes. That's how they look like they were performing. I don't know whether they actually were, but it looked like all of those negative type thoughts were in their mind when they were trying to play. Too hard to do that in T20 cricket, and these two young guns have really ignited them. It's awesome.
Bryce, how good was it to see, almost a packed house in Adelaide for the New Year's Eve game? I think over 40,000, Sam said earlier. Fantastic to see, the league has been having its troubles, like most sports, with the attraction of spectators. We've got a crosstown rivalry, a showdown between the Stars and the Renegades tomorrow night. What sort of a crowd can we expect? Are the Melbourne folk going to come out in force for this one? Will we get a good crowd at the G, the home of cricket?
Sounds like you're setting a bit of a challenge for this derby and whether the Melbourne people can really hold the mantle as the centre of world sport, because that's what we do as Melbourneites. We turn up. We're there. We are like that. We were pretty quiet at the MCG for the one-day game, Australia. That was just after the World Cup. That was a Tuesday. They've had some awkward scheduling, some afternoon games the Stars have been hosting at the MCG. No wonder no one turns up. No one knew the game was going to be starting at 4 in the afternoon. Now's the opportunity. This is the one that your kids, take them to there, create a memory at the MCG by going and setting it. A reminder came onto my phone a bit earlier. 7 years ago, I sat there just as a spectator and enjoyed it with my son, my wife, and some other friends and all that. There was 80,000 people for Melbourne Stars. Admittedly, they had the women's big bash lead into it. I thought that worked really well. It was a great, not a curtain raiser, it was a great game on its own. That was a derby, and then they went into another derby. It was unbelievable. So if it's an opportunity for anyone, just get there. Travel in, enjoy it. You know you're going to get a seat. Let's get a serious crowd and show why Melbourne support their sport and support their teams.
Bryce McGowan will be on Sports Day later on today, bookending the day, and then tomorrow night he and I will be at the MCG for the Renegades and the Stars. Looking forward to that and hopefully a big crowd. Bryce, we'll speak to you soon, my friend.
You bet. Have a ripper morning, boys.
Test cap number 410, Bryce McGowan. Tonight on Big Bash Nation, you'll hear the Hobart Hurricanes and the Adelaide Strikers. When we come back, we'll tidy up the hour and continue with our New Year's resolutions for all 18 clubs on Mornings SEN.